Today's show is sponsored by Stamps.com. Get $55 in free postage, a digital scale, and a four-week free trial by visiting Stamps.com and entering our code LASTS at the top of the homepage. How's it going, guys? I'm Jeff.
I'm Alyssa.
And welcome to the Love That Lasts podcast, where we talk about faith, culture, and answer your questions. Stay tuned. What's up, guys?
Hey,
how's it going, everyone? I was talking to you. No, you too. No, I was just asking how you're doing.
Oh, it sounded like you were talking to them.
Them and you. Guys, we got a good show for you today. A couple things.
Do we?
Yeah. So we did. We did a Q&A recently, and there were so many leftover questions. I wanted to kind of answer some, but there was one that I think was really good. I want to start with it. So basically, today on my Insta story, I put something that people just blew me up about. I didn't think it was anything life-changing at all. I just kind of talked about our kids' schedules and why we put them into bed a certain way and things we, you know, rhythms we do and principles we do and values we do and how they have to stay in their room and play and how we kind of cultivate that, foster that, et cetera. One thing I said, though, on there that was a really good, that someone asked a really good question too, is I said, you know, because it was spurred on by another comment I made last night of how me and Alyssa were just sitting there reading at night, and I just said how we kind of do that most nights, maybe one or two of the nights Alyssa will watch a show or we'll watch a movie or whatever, but for most times we just kind of sit there and read and think, and it feels filling, not draining. And one thing I said on there is that I said that we pretty much rarely never we don't fill up our week with a bunch of events. We don't go to a bunch of parties, we don't go out ourselves and do a ton, et cetera.
Once in a while we'll
yeah, once in a while. Pretty,
go out.
Yeah, pretty rare.
With
but
friends or something.
Yeah, but let's talk about that because that was the question. So Emmy, which I'm guessing that's not your full name.
Did you get blown up about that?
No, just a couple questions. But the other stuff I like answered. The stuff I got blown up. Okay, so like this is just a really good question I want to start with for the Q&A.
Okay.
Because we're going to just answer a couple of you guys' questions today. So Emmy said, you know, she asked about that specific thing. And she said, I often feel overwhelmed because my husband and I work all day. Then our weeknights seem to get filled quickly with serving in Young Life ministry. We will love Young Life, by the way, Emmy. We both have our families in town, so there's always a birthday party or dinner, et cetera, with our family. And we're involved in a small group, so we try to be intentional with friends and community. And then sometimes, to be honest, that just leaves us feeling spread thin or burnt out and like we haven't invested time in our actual marriage and resting because we're so busy. But we value biblical community, spending time with family, and love serving in ministry. But something is off and we can't seem to juggle it all. So
yeah,
I thought that was a really, really good one.
It is good because I feel like it's all really good stuff and it's... yeah, it's all really good, but still finding that rhythm of how to really connect and find the rest that you need in this season.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's what I want to talk about is I think, you know, I think I read somewhere a long time ago, it's not hard to say no to bad things. It's hard to say no to good things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes people have a hard time saying no to the things that just are terrible and will totally destroy their life. But for the most part, once people get past that level of maturity, then it usually is just... not, you know, having to learn how to say yes to the good things. And I think that's something that
we've... Or the things that are best or what God's calling you to.
Yeah. And so I think that's something that we've... There's a couple places I want to go with this. One, sorry, guys, keep clearing my throat. Must have been that pesto goat cheese Whole Foods pizza for lunch. but there's a couple places I want to go with this. The first one is, like, we can't do it all. And what you have to realize, the water we swim in the 21st century. And the water we swim in is that we know more about everyone else's life. And there's more accessibility and a melting together of everyone's lives more than any other time in human history. So that has to be realized. And what I mean by that is like, go 200 years back, which 200 years back is not that ancient.
Even 30 with my parents.
Totally. Or 50 or whatever. But let's go 200 years back.
Okay.
for the sake of this experiment. Which, by the way, that was modern in a lot of sense of the word, right? That's Industrial Revolution, et cetera. Electricity's coming around. So let's go to 1800, right? Now, you know, for the most part, most people are doing some type of agrarian job on some type of property where they're working the land. And it's pretty much just a little family team unit. Now, I just don't see people doing a bunch of Bible studies. I don't see them doing a bunch of precept nights. I don't see them doing a bunch of like Pinterest parties. I don't see them doing a bunch of like dinners with their in-laws all the time. So like, and what I mean by that is I just like, we don't realize how like we should feel burnt out. We should feel spread thin because in all of human history, like no one else has done it like we have done it, where you just think you can kind of just, you know, be part of everyone else's life and do all the things. And this is me preaching to myself. What I mean is like, I don't think we realize the water we swim in. And that's what I'm trying to say of like, in this culture today, it's easier because the accessibility is there. Like you can pop a text over to a friend and say this, and you can know what other people are doing. And we're more social, we're more entertainment driven, we're more et cetera, et cetera. And so I just think that's the first step, is just to step back and go, whoa, like this isn't normal actually. Like it's really actually not normal. And it's even not normal in a lot of parts of other society today to just be doing a bunch of things and involved in a bunch of things and wearing 15 different hats. And then the second thing I think you have to realize too is, okay, so like Alyssa said, what's the best? So it might be good, but what's the best? And so for us in our stage, that's our marriage and our family, which means everything else becomes, what's the word I'm looking for? Everything else becomes kind of, for lack of a better term, optional, meaning like we consider it and then we talk about it. But like our family and our marriage is first. Are you there? She's like leaning back and just hearing me. So I don't know. She's
I'm just
like,
listening. I'm taking it in.
I know, but you're going hand on the face, nodding. Like it's just like you're in the audience.
I wanted to make sure you got all your goods out.
But was that a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Sorry. I don't know if you guys could hear that. But yeah, so like you have to choose. Here's another piece of little nugget of advice. You have to choose the one or two things that are 100% central, that are going to get all of your focus, all of your energy, and your best of, meaning your best of your day, the best of your emotion, the best of your vision, the best of your giftings. You can only pick one or two things that get all that. I actually just think you can really just pick one, but in marriage and family kind of blend together, so you can call those two things. But you have to pick that. Is that going to be your work? Is that going to be your family? Is that going to be your ministry? Is that whatever? And for us, we made a choice that that's going to be our marriage and our family. And other things can be added in, but that really, 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 like they're optional, right? So yes, we do have friends over for dinner. Yes, we do go to things, but it is minimal enough where it just doesn't feel like it's a central part of our life, I would say. And community matters too. And so that's another thing I was going to add too, is we have a small group. You mentioned that. And that is really important to us. We talked about this last year and Alyssa said, hey, we need a little bit more community. Community is really important. And she can talk about this too in a second if she wants, but essentially we started a married small group in our house that meets every Thursday. And we're all in on that. Like we focus in on that. We pray for the people. We care for everyone. We're all like, we're a little mini family and that gets our energy and our attention. And what we noticed, and I've talked to Alyssa about this, is we didn't do this on purpose, but we started going to friends' houses for dinner or having people over for dinner a lot less once we started that small group. Why? Because I feel like that was done. That was our threshold. Like we reached having people in our home once a week where we give all of our time, our love, our hospitality that we actually love. Like I love it. It's amazing. That was like the top of our threshold. So yeah. Do you want to hop in here with anything?
Yeah. No, I'm glad you added it because I was going to add that. So I think everything what Jeff said, and it's hard because as a believer, there's really, really good things. You want to serve, especially if your church is like really focused on serving in certain ministries. And I really do feel like small group is really important. I think church is great, but I think small group is where you really do life with totally. People and you walk through the hardships. And a lot of times your small group isn't necessarily like your best friends, which I fully support. Like it's a mini church. It's like being with people who you really love and it's like family, but are different than you. And so anyway, there's a lot of things that are really valuable and important. And so I think it's really just whether you're single or married or have a family, sitting down and asking the Lord, what is it that should be top priority in our lives in this season? And I think different people and different couples have different capacities of what they can handle. You know, for some couples who both work out of the home and have kids, going to things every night or four nights out of the week is doable. They can totally do it and their marriage flourishes in it. And some couples, that's like way too much and they feel like they're drowning and they're not connecting. And so I think it's having that conversation and really seeing, okay, are we thriving right now? Is this life-giving or do we feel like totally drained and this is just, we need to give up something on our plate this season? And I think God calls us to different things in different seasons. Like I'm in a season personally where I just feel like the Lord has told me to do three very, very basic things that sure, I have these dreams and I would love to add a lot more into my plate, but I just can't right now because of the season I'm in. And that's okay. And I'm learning to really be content. I'm learning to be quiet. I'm learning to say no to good things because it's just not best for me in this season. And I will say, Emmy, I don't know if you guys have kids or not, but I do feel like when you're single and when you're married without kids, it's a lot easier to commit to everything because you almost feel like you don't have an excuse to say no, especially if you're single. Like you feel like you should just say yes to everything because you have all this time. And that's like, yes, when you're single, it's a special season and you can do a lot of things that you can't necessarily do when you're married or when you have kids, but it doesn't mean you have to say yes to everything or overcommit. Like, it's good to be quiet and it's good to just like rest and to spend time with the Lord too. And I think a big thing I learned in my 20s is you can say no to something without saying why. Like you can just say like, no, sorry, I already have plans. And maybe that plan is taking a bubble bath and reading a book and going to bed at 8 o'clock. But,
ooh, my kind of night. Know?
And you don't need to tell that person that, but just say like, no, sorry, like I already had plans or.
Totally.
And so it's okay, like, just hearing, I think, the voice of the Lord in your season and what's best for you and is really good. So maybe, Emmy, for you guys, it's committing to your small group and letting Young Life go for this season. Or maybe it's really diving into Young Life and giving up your small group because you just can't do it all. Or maybe it's adding in a Sabbath once a week where it's just like you do nothing and you totally rest and you turn off your phone and you really connect with your husband during that 24 hours. So I think it looks different for different couples, different families, and different seasons, and really asking the Lord. But I think Jeff and I, our main thing is we're giving you permission to say no and to not have to go or do the hustle or, overcommit yourself. You can really, I think it's a good discipline to just rest.
Totally.
Not be lazy, but like rest.
Yeah, exactly. And Emmy, you might be the only question we answered today because I want to still talk like another 10, 15 minutes on this, but I want to talk about this week's sponsor. This week's sponsor is stamps.com. These days, you guys know you can practically get everything on demand, even like the podcast you're listening to right now. You can get it whenever you want, however you want, stop, listen, etc. And did you know postage you can actually get on demand as well? All you need is stamps.com. Now, with stamps.com, they're amazing. You can access all the services of the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print real U.S. postage for any letter, any package, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just click print mail and you are done. And they will even send you a digital scale so you can weigh it all and get everything exact. And we love stamps. We've been using stamps for like 5 years to ship our books and posters and merch for our little quote unquote small business. And so it was really cool when they actually reached out and wanted to be a sponsor because it felt so authentic of like, oh, I've used your guys' products for 4.5 years. And then here's an email. So we love them and we want to hook you guys up. So right now, if you use the code LASTS, LASTS, they'll give you a special offer. And that is a 4-week trial that includes postage and a digital scale. So go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage and type in LASTS, LASTS. That's stamps.com. Enter LASTS. Emmy, this is a great question. And hopefully too, when we're answering this, you know, we're not super direct and to you. It's kind of, we're using your question is to talk about different nuances and different things that might not relate to you, et cetera. So great question though. And I love it. And we've been there. So that's why I really am passionate about the question. Two more questions I want to ask for you.
Oh, sorry. Can I add one thing to what I was saying? Is that okay? I didn't mean to cut you off. The other thing I was going to say is even though we're in this season of not committing to as much and all of that, we kind of take our schedule week by week. So some weeks it's like, oh, hey, I'm going to go to a movie with a buddy. And the next night I'm going to go hang out with my mentor, or I'm going to pop in at this Bible study. And the next night we'll get dinner with a friend. Yeah. And so, I just wanted to say that like, we're not doing anything, but it's just kind of like, but it's kind of more like we're so free that we can take look at the week and be like, oh yeah, this would be really life-giving. Let's do this.
Yeah. That's a really good way to put it. So we have built so much margin and space into our weeks and nights specifically that then we can kind of do whatever when it does feel like you guys are already at your threshold. So then if something, that's another thing to be mentioned too, of like, if another good opportunity comes along that actually the Lord does want to lead you into, do you have margin for it? Like, do you guys have space for it? Mm-hmm. I think always leaving enough in your life where any open door God puts in front of you, you can go for right away is always a really helpful thing, whether financial stability, week, like kind of schedule stability, whatever it is, always preparing yourself to not have any hindrance if God were to say, hey, I want you to do this. Or if it's not even that spiritual of just like, hey, you know, a friend says, do you want to go to a movie? And you say, yeah. Rather than like, oh no, that would just put me over the edge this week.
Yeah.
So two thoughts I had real quick. I mean, one thing is that we always have to ask ourselves, and it's always something I remind myself, is what are we trying to build with our lives? Like get a little bit bigger vision of like, what are we trying to do with our lives? Like, you know, so for me, you know, for you, you said that you guys are like, just take everything you're doing, like Young Life, small group, your marriage. I don't know if you have kids or not. Probably, you know, work, et cetera. Take all that stuff. For me, it's, you know, for us, it's marriage, kids, ministry, videos, content. It's like all these things. And we always have to ask ourselves, okay, what are we trying to do with all this? Not just let's do it to do it. Let's not just spin our wheels, because the American disease is like, just spin our wheels, just do things, even though we don't know why we're doing things. We don't know why we even got into it in the first place. But no, why are we doing these things? And what are we trying to build? And I think when you ask that question, it starts to kind of make things be not as important, or makes things really important. Like it kind of becomes a filter in and of itself, where you go, oh, like that's not really, like, we're not really doing or building anything by doing this or doing X or doing Y or doing Z. But I'm trying to build a really healthy, amazing marriage that, you know, maybe blesses people 5 years from now, 10 years from now, blesses the city or the community 50 years from now. Okay, well, to do that, then we have to make that the highest priority, make that the highest value. We have to protect that. We have to work on it. We have to give it time. We have to give it energy. So it kind of lets you go big into the future and then work backwards. So what are you trying to build? That's always a really helpful question I ask myself, is like, what are we trying to do with our behavior? And if you do take up our rhythms of our weeks, what are we trying to accomplish? And more in like the build, like we're trying to build something. And what is that empire or that vision we're trying to build? And then the second thing, I think I forgot it actually, but do you have more? And are you about to say something?
No, I think that's really good. I think it just gives you a focus.
Yeah.
And a like, oh, if something really good comes along, you can say, oh, that's really good, but no, not in this season, because this isn't towards what we're building.
Yeah, exactly.
So a filter, which is what you said.
Yeah. So hopefully that's helpful. I think specifically too, I just think we you know, it's a discipline and it's an art to learn how to say no. And so we get in a really bad position whenever we think saying no is going to be easy, or that we're not going to feel weird about it, or it's not going to, no, it's just like working out. Like, it's going to hurt and you're going to get better at it the more you do it. That's literally what saying no is. And we need to learn to say no, because like I talked about in the beginning, like, we can't, there's too much opportunity in America with the internet and with the West and with accessibility. Like, there's too much opportunity. There's too many things to do. This is my second thing I was going to ask. And then another big thing you have to ask yourself, which I like to ask myself too, is if all the things I am doing just like stopped, would I be okay? Now, of course, you know, small groups, something like that, like if you lose community, then yeah, that should be hard. And that shouldn't, we're not super created to live in isolation. Basically, you have to ask yourself, am I just doing something because it kind of gives me a sense of fulfillment and purpose and maybe like a little bit of an identity? Or am I doing it because actually I feel like the Lord wants me to do it? Or am I doing it because I feel like all my friends are doing it and they'd feel weird if I just said, I don't want to do this anymore, but I don't really have a good reason why? Or, you know,
yeah,
whatever it is. And so I think that's a really another thing you have to ask too, is like, if I did stop this, would I be totally content just like hanging out and vegging out with my spouse for 4 nights a week instead of being out 4 nights a week? Like, does that sound like you could actually, could we do that? I have to ask myself that. Can I, like, is that something I want? Is that what I desire? Or is there like an itch in me that wants to kind of like do more? I'm just trying to say, like, dig deeper in the desire of like, why, why do we do all these things?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, you know, when we were having these conversations, I have to ask, hey, am I doing all these things to like, be cool, to find approval, to find identity, to find purpose? Like, you have to ask these questions. But
yeah, and along those lines, I think asking the question like, am I doing this because I have FOMO? Am I fearing missing out? Like, is that why I'm doing it? Or is it because I really feel like this will be life-giving or good for our marriage or good for me, or those kind of things? And then I hate it when you have a really good thought and then it totally disappears. And there's another really, it'll come to me, heart issue behind it all too.
Oh, I was just about to wrap up. So then,
oh well.
So have you got it?
Here's what. Anyway, I have one more thought,
and then if you,
it's like pregnancy brain, guys. It just flees away from me.
Yeah, and if you think of it while I'm saying this, then go ahead and just interrupt and spout it out. I forgot mine. It was there, and then it just totally disappeared.
Guys.
What was I gonna say? Oh, this is what I was. this is what I was going to say. I was going to say is the proof is in the pudding. And that's why if maybe we sound like a little like passionate about this subject, I think because we have lived in a way where it was kind of experimental, where we did shut down some things. We changed our life. I quit a little bit of certain aspects of my job. We started up this, but like we did a lot of things based on the high level value of this is what we want to accomplish. This is what we want to build. Let's make our entire life look like that and say no to everything else, even though it's good and even though it's awesome. And so, no,
go ahead. It's taken a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of trial and error.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you were going to go.
No, I just said it's trial and error. And sometimes you can say yes to something and it's like now I'm in a season where if I want to start a Bible study with just girls or something, I'm like, oh, maybe it'll just be a 4-week study or maybe it'll be like.
Yes. Nothing has to be forever.
Once a month. Like just kind of. It doesn't have to be once every week.
Yeah. That is such a life hack, you guys. Such a life hack that everyone commits to things forever.
Yeah.
From the beginning, commit for a season. Just 100% do
that.
I mean,
we are committed to our small group forever.
Well, totally. But I mean, if someone says, hey, do you want to help lead this? Or, hey, do you want to lead a Bible study? No, not really, but I'll do it for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. It's kind of just like, that's a life hack that a lot of people don't do is when they commit for a season and it actually is better on you, better on them. Yeah. There's a finish line. You can set more goals and measurements, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But what I was going to finish with is say, yeah, the proof is in the pudding. So we've done all these things. We've done all these changes. It does take years to kind of adjust and learn yourself, learn your spouse, learn your marriage. But the proof is in the pudding. And that's why we're so passionate. And that's what I mean is like, it's so life-giving. I look at our life now and like I posted on Instagram, like we don't do that much. We probably are missing out on things. There's probably more parties. There's probably some things that are even like great that I do wish we had gone to, but not when I look at the kind of the long haul of, oh, over the last year, like we just sit and we rest and I realize that like, oh, we don't burn out that much. Oh, we don't get overwhelmed that much. Oh, we don't get anxious that much. Those happen, certainly happen. But I think that's mainly because of this. And it's crazy how you start seeing the byproducts and the fruit of like we set hard boundaries with our own lives, with our own kids' sleep, etc. So hopefully that helps answer is that like, man, once you actually get to this place of living in a way where you kind of just are extremely tight with like one or two things, and then everything else is like a maybe. And if it's a hard season, it's a no. And if you got some fluff or some margin, you can say yes a couple times. But it's like, you feel very free and non-guilty because you know it's not your one or two. Mm-hmm. When you make your own list of like, this is our one thing. If it's not that one thing, then you go, I mean, yeah, that sounds cool, but I'm good. It's not my one thing, right? And so we're so passionate because, man, it's so freeing and so life-giving. Those are the two best words for it. But yeah, that's all I got. Did you think of your nug?
No, it's gone.
Emmy, you're incredible. I don't know if this answered. Hopefully it was helpful. Like I said, I don't know your exact situation. So there's probably stuff we said that didn't relate. Maybe that was for someone else. But man, you know, it's a good question when we spend the entire 25-minute podcast answering the one question. hopefully let us know on Instagram if it was helpful. And we love you guys and we will talk to you later.